Hallo zu einer neuen Podcast-Folge von Weltwärts. Ich bin heute mal wieder unterwegs und diesmal in Berlin bei der Partnerkonferenz von Weltwärts. Zwei Begriffe direkt mal am Anfang gesagt. Heute geht es unter anderem um Entsenderorganisationen. Das sind die Organisationen, die in Deutschland sitzen und dann euch ins Ausland schicken, entsenden. Und es geht um die Partnerorganisationen, mit denen eure Entsenderorganisation aus Deutschland im Ausland zusammenarbeitet und die euch dann quasi vor Ort aufnimmt und betreut.
Weltwärts, der Podcast zum Freiwilligendienst im Ausland.
Jetzt sprechen wir mit IKIA, einer Entsenderorganisation, die sich ganz zur Aufgabe gemacht hat, Freiwillige in die Welt zu bringen. Hierbei können nicht nur junge Menschen aus Deutschland weltwärts gehen, sondern auch in der Bundesrepublik bietet IKIA Freiwilligendienste an. Von Anfang an ist die Organisation übrigens schon bei Weltwärts dabei. Mit dabei im Gespräch ist die Partnerorganisation VASE. Die Organisation kommt aus Ecuador und jetzt würde ich sagen, lasst uns mit Haifu von IKIA und Dominika von VASE sprechen.
Hello, my name is Dominika.
Hi, I'm Haifu. So I'm from the German sending organization IKIA, and we're sending in about 40 countries worldwide. One of the countries that we're sending to is Ecuador.
Yeah, the office that is located in Ecuador, in Quito, the capital, and we receive mostly German volunteers from IKIA, but also from other parts of the world.
So what kind of projects do you have in Ecuador?
We have different partners in Ecuador, like more than 30 projects that we work with.
Yeah. I think IKEA has not only Weltwärts, right? You have different kind of programs you work with. What is special about Weltwärts?
I think it's the connection to our partner organizations to the Global South because of how Weltwärts works.
So when you work with different kind of volunteers, what makes Weltwärts volunteer special? Is there something you can say or?
I would say all my volunteers are special.
Every single person.
It's more about the hosting country and how we're at IKEA distributing it than the volunteers.
I think that one thing that maybe could be a difference between the Weltwärts volunteers that I host than the other ones that are indeed really special too, is like we have like created a network in Ecuador called Weltwärts Network with other organizations that work in Ecuador with Weltwärts volunteers. So this is like the difference. We do special events with the Weltwärts volunteers. We are in contact with the embassy of Germany there, like the full support of them. And yeah, by the hosting organization, I think that there's a difference, yeah.
Okay, cool. You guys work together from Germany and from Ecuador. How is this special international cooperation? How does it work for you?
So, as Thomas said, we're working within a federation. And for us, it's special and something different than other sending organizations because there's not only the North-South and South-North program from Germany to Ecuador and vice versa, but also, for example, from Colombia to Ecuador, you could send and host volunteers. So it makes a very special mix when it comes to the volunteer service or the camps that it's, of course, mainly German volunteers, but not only volunteers from Germany. But you could also have volunteers from Taiwan, from Vietnam, from Ghana, for example. And I think this is a very special thing between us and the ICYE Federation.
Yes, yes, I appreciate that a lot because during the camps, we can check all the interculturality, all the things that they can show us and we can learn as organization, not just like teach them how to proceed. No, it's not just about the process, about the volunteering, but more deeply like the cultural thing. It's really, really nice.
Okay, so potential volunteers might listen to us. So their benefit when they're going with IKEA and your organization would be that you're not only in a small world of German volunteers, you work internationally. You really have an international network in Ecuador.
Yes, we have host volunteers from Africa, from Kenya, for example, from Asia, from Europe, and also interregional. So yeah, it's a really good thing.
What would you say, what does a volunteer need to be the perfect volunteer? Both are like, oh shit, that's Christian.
Well, from my side, for our side as the host organization, I think that one of the most essential things is to be adaptable, respectful for the culture also, and committed. Like, not just thinking about going to another country, sometimes to South America because of the nature or because of they want to travel, because it's nice and we know that. But to know what's the aim of the volunteering is to be a person who is going to support the development of the country. So, you know, you are part of now the country, not just a tourist, like going to the beach and party, you know, like it's to know that difference. For me, it's essential that.
I would second it. So for me, the most main thing is that applicants will see the volunteer service as a learning service and the possibility for them to grow based on the cultural exchange that they will have. And be sensitive in all kind of matters and be willing to let other perspectives into their lives and heart so they can just experience that, and everything else we can work on, for example, via the preparation camp or the on-arrival camp on your side.
So when volunteers, potential volunteers apply to, I guess, IKEA, then how do you choose them? How's the application process?
So they can apply on our website where we will have a lot of information, videos, documents, etc. And then they can visit our information online seminar where we will have some one-by-one counseling sessions and also possibilities to ask questions. And I think one of our strengths is that we're working within the Federation. So they will be placed in a country and a program, for example, WorldWorlds, but not in a specific project, because we're asking the volunteers to be open to any kind of work that they will do. Of course, they can give their preferences later and our colleagues will try their best when it comes to the placements, but it's very important for us to be open to the country and not to be focused on one specific type of work or even project.
A lot of WorldWorlds volunteers just have finished school. What would you say, Dominika, what kind of impact can these young people have in the program, in your projects?
It's an opportunity for them to grow a lot, like when they start to have troubles, because you are going to face some troubles as in life, like not just this for this 1 year. So to take them and to learn from them, to learn from a new culture, a Latin American culture, like Ecuadorian culture, is really awesome. So yeah, to try to be open to this experience, and for them, I think that is really, really good. And when they come back, they come like really sad, almost all of them crying. But they come like with a lot of things in their minds to change some things in the world, you know, like step by step. When we have the final meetings, for example, I can see that. Not just like them to be mature, but the way that they speak, the way that they act is like different. So yeah, it's really nice to see that growth.
I would second it 110%. Definitely. They learned a lot and you can feel it. You can see it, how, as you said, how they're acting, how they're moving, how they are being.
How would you describe your role as a partner organization?
As a partner organization, we have a huge responsibility with the volunteers because, well, as you may know, in the Global South, the things are really different, talking about security, safety things, development, education things. So it's a huge responsibility for us to take care of like a group of 30 people, 30 young people that go there not knowing a lot of things. Yeah, when they face the reality, like the first days in the camp. So it's really good to have that kind of responsibility, but I think that is a thing that we have to learn day by day, like we keep learning each day.
Yeah, like you said, I think the partner organization is quite important piece in this whole big WorldWorlds program. So Haivu, now it's on your side to advertise IKEA to potential WorldWorlds volunteers. Why should they apply with IKEA?
you can always come to us and just experience how we're dealing with our information sessions. And if you're feeling well with us, if you have feeling comfortable with us, just try it out. And if you're having a good time with us, then I think we will be the right sending organization for you. Because I know there are a lot of other sending organizations and they are all doing great work. So it's basically, how do you feel when meeting us? How do you feel when communicating with us? And if this is the right vibe, I would say, then you're definitely more than welcome to join us.
The pro tip.
One tip you have for volunteers. So someone applied, someone is chosen, someone is ready to fly. What is your tip?
Check information of where you're going to, like not just the fun facts, but also like the background, like the political background, economics, like not deeply maybe, but just check how are you going to face this kind of stuff. Talk with the people that you know from the other country before you go there, because I know that they will have some really important tips before you go. And open your mind before taking that flight.
Solidarity is a key. Just try to show solidarity with your friends, your partner organization, your co-workers, your sending organization, your family, of course, and all the people that are living in the hosting country, and be open to that.
Cool. Thank you very much. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Ja, wir haben das Stichwort Partnerkonferenz ja gehört. Diese findet circa 4 bis 5 Mal im Jahr statt und in ganz unterschiedlichen Regionen der Welt. Hier treffen sich dann Mitarbeitende von deutschen Weltwärtsorganisationen, VertreterInnen der staatlichen Institutionen, die das Weltwärtsprogramm finanzieren und verwalten, nämlich des BMZ und Engagement Global. Und natürlich sind auch die Partnerorganisationen dabei, deswegen heißt das ja auch so, meistens dann in der Region, wo die Partnerkonferenz gerade stattfindet. Oder wie jetzt in dem Fall, weil sie in Berlin ist, aus der ganzen Welt. Sie alle gemeinsam tauschen sich dann zu aktuellen Fragen aus und dieser Dialog ist super wichtig, denn Weltwärts ist ein Gemeinschaftswerk. Also alle AkteurInnen gestalten und entwickeln das Programm zusammen weiter. Im nächsten Gespräch geht es um die Organisation ADRA, die nicht nur Entsenderorganisation, sondern auch vor Ort mit ihrem Regionalbüro die Partnerorganisation ist. Die Organisation setzt sich schon seit 1997 für eine weltweite Zusammenarbeit ein. Derzeit gibt es 37 Projekte in 26 Ländern. Die Organisation hat einen christlichen Hintergrund. Aus Tansania kommt einer unserer Gesprächspartner gleich. Und dort werden zum Beispiel Projekte für Menschen mit Albinismus umgesetzt, sowie Krebsvorsorge und Projekte zur Wasserversorgung.
Welcome to our new guests, 2 people from ADRA. Maybe you introduce yourself first.
So my name is Natalie Lutjens and I've been working for ADRA Germany for almost 5 years now.
And my name is Samuel Oyote and I've been working for ADRA Tanzania for the past 6 years.
Give us an idea about your projects you have.
Okay, so basically ADRA is Adventist Development and Relief Agency, livelihoods and health, education, and of course, emergency response.
So when volunteers would go abroad with ADRA and Weltwärts, in which areas do they work normally?
In the environmental sector, which deal with the human wildlife conflict, for instance, and we have partner organizations in Peru. They have childcare institutions, and then we work with ADRA offices. And so our volunteers can get some insights how it is to work in an international NGO, for instance, in the field of livelihood, agriculture, education.
Yeah. When you choose volunteers, what does potential volunteers need to bring with them to be the perfect volunteers, Weltwärts volunteers in their ADRA network, ADRA organization?
So for us as a sending organization, they make it very easy for us if they are open-minded and also open-minded towards their hosting organization, but also to us as the caretakers in Germany. And flexibility is also very important for us because they don't always get what they expect. Of course.
That's bad, bets, yeah.
And they should also be very interested in global topics like the SDGs, colonialism, for instance, if they're not interested in these kind of topics, or being open to these kind of topics, we don't think they will learn as much as someone who's interested and curious about these kind of things.
Most of Velvet's volunteers just have finished school. What would you say, what kind of impact do they have in the projects? Or do they?
Well, yeah, they do. And sometimes they don't know they do. That's the point. Because, you know, when you are in a classroom and you are helping, you know, children and all of that stuff, you don't think you are doing the best you can. But most of these children remember your name. They grow up knowing that, you know, we had a colleague from Germany that came and helped us at school. So sometimes they don't understand. They don't know exactly what the impact is, but most of the time the impact is huge. We all do things that we don't really know what the impact is, and it could be negative. That's the reason why we want to make sure that we do things that will help people's lives.
And I also think that if they make an impact because they represent us as a standing organization, but also somehow the German culture. Mm-hmm. So people in the host country or from the hosting organization, they get to know the German culture to a certain extent. Yeah, I think that's also an impact I have.
I wanted to say again also that the impact of a volunteer doesn't always have to be external. It can be internal as well. So that's what I really love about Weltwärts. Maybe I can ask you, because you have experience from all over the world as well, so you might have experience of volunteer services from all over the world. What do you think is special about Weltwärts, or is there anything special?
There is. You know, they make an impact. They bring things, and I've been telling them, you know, suggest things, just whatever you think things can change, please bring it. Because we need your brains so we can actually create an atmosphere that is conducive so we can change certain things in it. So what I'm trying to do is just to make sure that they write kind of a short report every month. Tell me exactly how you feel about this program. What can be improved? What can be changed? Is it okay? Not saying anything is also okay. It's also a decision you make. But we just want to hear them.
One of our partners in Lesotho, he told me that he can really feel the difference between volunteers from other sending programs or between the Weltwärts volunteers. He can really see that our volunteers are well prepared. He can really recognize that they have been through a 2-week preparation seminar about culture shock, culture sensitivity, colonialism. That's what he really appreciates about the program, because they have already a certain idea about the volunteering, about the country, and they are bringing some sort of sensitivity also into the people. And he also pointed out that the learning aspect of Weltwärts is so important and that he really appreciates it.
So now it's time for you guys. You can advertise your organization. You can add ADRA. Why should young people from Germany apply for Velvet's Year with ADRA?
How much time do we have?
Keep it short. Let's try.
Yeah. So I think what's special about us is that we're not sending too many volunteers at once. We're always like small groups between 12 to 16 volunteers. And I'm doing the seminars myself with my colleague. It's always very friendly atmosphere, very familiar. We're having a lot of fun. We're doing a lot of team building activities, and we're sending to very different countries like Peru, Bolivia, Albania, Tanzania, Mozambique, Lesotho. So we have a big variety of hosting countries.
Yes, ADRA is a big organization. It's also a faith-based organization. Most of the people that come are not even, some of them are not kind of religious.
Okay. So it's not a must.
No, it's not. It's not. And that is not a criteria. So they just come because we have a variety of programs. They choose where, you know, they want to do things. And I think Velvet provides that. And that's a great thing.
And we actually become like really close with most of the volunteers, especially during the returnee seminar. Mm-hmm. I remember the last return seminar was a couple of weeks ago, and the volunteers and even myself, we had to shed a couple of tears because we grew so close together, and it was so nice to go through this experience together, and it was also a bit hard to say goodbye. Yeah, that's what I love about it.
The pro tip.
Let's come to a small end. Your tip for new volunteers.
Well, Kilimanjaro is there. That's number one.
So you would give them a touristic tip. You can give them another tip.
But no, the people are great.
Yeah.
The people are great. The environment is great. They will learn a whole lot of things and just interact, have fun. And I think it gives them a different perspective.
I'm always telling them, be open-minded towards the hosting country, towards the people there, be flexible when it comes to your tasks and your organization. Everything can happen, nothing can happen. So just be open and go with the flow, make the most of it. And also be aware of your own prejudices you may bring into the country, and always keep in mind that it's a learning service. And yeah,
that's a good thing. A great thing, Natalie.
So thank you very much that you came over and took a little break.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure.
Hier bei der Partnerkonferenz bespricht man die verschiedensten Themen. Ja, und ansonsten geht es ganz viel um den Austausch, wie alle voneinander lernen können und welche Punkte man vielleicht am Weltwärtsprogramm noch verbessern kann. Und das ist total wichtig. Die Partnerorganisation, die sind ein elementarer Bestandteil ja von Weltwärts, denn ohne die würde es gar nicht funktionieren, denn die Partnerorganisationen, die sitzen ja vor Ort in den Ländern und kümmern sich um die Freiwilligen in der Zeit, wo die vor Ort sind. Und das ist ja eine super wichtige Begleitung. Und jetzt habe ich schon wieder lang genug gequatscht und ich würde sagen, auf zum nächsten Gespräch. Sternsinger kennen wir vermutlich alle. Auch das Kindermissionswerk der katholischen Kirche bietet Weltwärtsdienste an. Die Projekte der Organisation setzen sich vor allem für die Rechte von Kindern ein. In der Dominikanischen Republik arbeitet ihr zum Beispiel in einer Kindertagesstätte mit. Der Name der Partnerorganisation ist ganz kurz FUNMANI, bedeutet auf Deutsch so viel wie Stiftung Helfende Hände der Kindheit. Im Projekt werden vor allem Kinder aus den ärmsten Familien bzw. von einkommensschwachen Müttern betreut. Mehr erfahren wir jetzt direkt aber im Gespräch mit Regina und Colasina.
Diesmal spreche ich Deutsch, weil unsere Gäste sprechen Spanisch. Deswegen haben wir Jan-Erik noch dabei. Colasina, kannst du uns ein bisschen was über das Weltwärtsprojekt erzählen, in was Freiwillige bei euch kommen würden? Was passiert da genau?
La Fundación apoya un proyecto de niños.
In unserer Stiftung haben wir im Moment 225 Kinder zwischen 3 und 6 Jahren. Sie verbringen einen Tag bei uns, sie bekommen bei uns Essen und werden schulisch gebildet. Und die Freiwilligen helfen dabei, sind in den Klassenräumen dabei. Sie unterrichten die Kinder zum Beispiel in Technik, in Sport, in Kunst und seit einigen Jahren auch in Englisch für die 4- bis 5-Jährigen.
Ihr arbeitet zusammen, ihr von Deutschland und Dominikanische Republik. Wie ist es so, international zusammenzuarbeiten?
Es ist für uns eine Herausforderung, da wir aus verschiedenen Welten, verschiedenen Kulturen und verschiedenen Sprachen kommen. Aber es bereitet uns viel Freude. Die Kommunikation ist gut und die Freiwilligen sind ein Spiegel dieser Zusammenarbeit.
Colasina, eine internationale Zusammenarbeit ist ja immer was Besonderes. Hast du das Gefühl, du schaust anders auf das Weltwärtsprogramm, als Regina es tut?
Ich glaube, dass meine Perspektive sich gar nicht so sehr unterscheidet. Es ist wirklich schön, die Freiwilligen zu empfangen, die natürlich ihre Perspektive mitbringen, die sich gut mit den Kindern, aber auch mit dem gesamten Organisationsteam verstehen und der gesamten Situation gut integrieren.
Wie sucht ihr Freiwillige aus? Und ich weiß nicht, macht ihr das zusammen? Wenn ja, Hast du das Gefühl, es werden andere Schwerpunkte gelegt? Wenn nein, auf was würdest du achten bei der Auswahl?
Es ist wichtig, die Realität der Partnerorganisation zu verstehen. Am besten macht man das, indem wir dahin reisen und vor Ort sehen, welches sind die Umstände. Und wir können eine gute Auswahl treffen, diese übermitteln, aber auch mit den Freiwilligen darüber reden, ob sie dieses Angebot wahrnehmen wollen oder welche Zweifel ihnen noch geblieben sind.
Christina, vielleicht können wir da noch mal fragen, auf was sie achtet bei Bewerbungen oder bei Freiwilligen.
Für mich gehört zu einem guten Profil, dass der oder die Freiwillige gerne mit Kindern zusammenarbeitet und noch ein spezielles Talent mitbringt, wie zum Beispiel im Bereich Technik, Musik, Kunst oder Sport. The Pro
Tip. Jeder von euch darf einen Tipp an neue Freiwillige geben. Was würdet ihr neuen Freiwilligen mitgeben?
Lo primero es tener actitud abierta, mente abierta.
Man sollte offen gegenüber dieser neuen Erfahrung sein, das Projekt kennenlernen wollen und sich wirklich mit den Kindern auseinandersetzen. Aber auch ein bisschen Spanisch können ein Fundament haben. Man lernt aber mit den Kindern relativ schnell.
Kannst du jetzt auch so, wenn du dich in Deutsch wohler fühlst, dann darfst du auch gerne in Deutsch wechseln.
Ja, ich möchte dem Freiwilligen sagen, ihr werdet nicht die Welt verändern können. Und ihr werdet auch vielleicht nicht viel zur Veränderung beitragen können in euren Einsatzstellen. Aber ihr werdet ganz viel lernen können. Ihr werdet viel wachsen können. Und das finde ich einfach klasse. Das finde ich einfach toll, dass es diese Möglichkeit gibt. Ich würde auf jeden Fall sagen, lernt die Sprache nicht nur ein bisschen, lernt sie gut. Das ist das A und O. Es ist wirklich wichtig. Aber schlussendlich einfach die Offenheit, mit ganz großer Offenheit, mit ganz großer Freude da dran zu gehen, zu sagen, ich tue, was ich kann und ihr werdet sicher mit offenen Armen empfangen.
Ihr zwei habt nochmal die Möglichkeit, eure Organisation ein bisschen zu repräsentieren, ein bisschen für euch zu werben. Warum sollten junge Leute mit euch gehen?
Also bei den Sternsingern haben wir ein kleines Freiwilligenprogramm. Wir können sehr persönlichen Kontakt sowohl mit unseren Freiwilligen als auch mit unseren Partnern arbeiten. Und ich glaube, das macht die Qualität unserer Arbeit aus, dass wir da wirklich sehr viel Herzblut in die Kommunikation legen. Und ich bin sehr überzeugt davon, dass die Kommunikation das Herzstück des Freiwilligendienstes ist.
Es ist aber kein Muss, Sternsinger gewesen zu sein.
Nein, es ist kein Muss. Wir achten darauf, wir schauen, dass es ein soziales Engagement da ist. Das kann sich auch auf einen ganz anderen Bereich erstrecken. In der Schule ein soziales Engagement, im Sportverein. Das ist genauso wichtig.
Die Stiftung Weltwärts ist nun 15 Jahre alt und mein Projekt ist schon 22 Jahre alt. Und wir brauchen die Unterstützung der Freiwilligen. Es gibt einige, die kommen mit der Vorstellung, dass sie später Medizin studieren wollen und gehen mit dem Plan, dass sie lieber doch Soziologie studieren, weil sie diese Erfahrung gemacht haben. Deswegen sind im Großen und Ganzen interkulturelle Austauschprogramme sehr wichtig und wir sind sehr zufrieden mit unserer Partnerorganisation in Deutschland, sind aber auch offen für andere von der ganzen Welt.
Gracias. Muchas gracias.
So, jetzt habe ich also meine Spanischkenntnisse oder Nichtkenntnisse ein bisschen aufgebessert. Bevor es mit dem nächsten Gespräch weitergeht, habe ich aber ein kleines Spiel für meine Gäste. Ich gebe ihnen zwei Stichwörter zu einer Person und sie müssen die dann erraten. Naja, ob das so einfach ist? Hier kommt das Ergebnis. Two words,
one thing. Chancellor and Rhombus.
Rhombus?
Raute.
Ich würde sagen.
Okay.
Angela Merkel.
Oh, Angela Merkel. That one is over my head.
Die deutsch-indische Zusammenarbeit, kurz DIZ, organisiert die diesjährige Partnerkonferenz in Berlin. Von Beginn an war die DIZ Teil von Weltwärts und bietet nicht nur jungen Menschen aus Deutschland einen Freiwilligendienst an, sondern auch Menschen aus dem globalen Süden. In über 70 Projekten könnt ihr bei der DIZ arbeiten. Eine der Partnerorganisationen ist der Verein YMCA im Ort Ranchi. Die Organisation arbeitet unter anderem in 9 Slum-Zentren, in denen zum Beispiel Vorschulbildung angeboten wird. Aber auch Aufgaben in 2 Schulen gehören zum Weltwärtsprojekt. Und jetzt sprechen wir mit den dazugehörigen Menschen.
Hello.
Who are we talking to? Maybe you start to introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Ashish Topnong from India, working in YMCA, Young Men's Christian Association.
My name is Jolan Dormann. I'm the director of the Indo-German Cooperation or Deutsche Zusammenarbeit in Frankfurt.
What kind of projects do volunteers find with DIZ?
DIZ offers places of assignment in India mainly, and sometime also in Vietnam. And the main fields are education, health, and also gradually going into the direction of climate change or climate resilience.
So YMCA is one of these many projects. What are you doing?
Yeah, with the volunteers, we are also working on SDGs, and especially in the education and with environment.
So when a Weltwärts volunteer would come to YMCA, what are the tasks for them?
Yeah, the Weltwärts program is really very helpful for our organization. Now we are having a volunteer every year, sometimes 2 volunteers, sometimes 1 volunteer. And we do have schools in our place, and also we are working with the community in the slum. So we work with the children. There I found that, especially with the volunteers from the Germany, they have different kind of education pattern, this learning by playing. We are having these things to motivate or to make more creative.
Let's give us an idea about India. Why should young people from Germany come to India? Why is India such a beautiful country?
Diversity. So different people, different religion, different region also. And of course, every region and religion has different kind of culture.
There are wonderful people like Ashish who we can visit and talk to and get into the Indian culture, because what I've seen with our partners is that they are very keen also to display Indian culture in its entirety, irrespective of their own religion. Because in India, it is quite common that you celebrate every festival and you take along the volunteers and show them this is the Ganpati festival, that's the festival of the elephant god, or they will show how they celebrate Christmas in India. They are very welcoming. They accept the volunteers in their community, in their families also. So I think the volunteers are not lost.
When we jump to the start of a volunteer service, how do you choose, especially the volunteers who coming from Germany, going to the Global South? How do you choose them?
Our basic principle in this matter is that we share all the information with our partner. And we want them to select among the candidates and have an interaction with them before they finally say, yes, we want this candidate or that candidate. We want them to be part of the decision making.
We do the Zoom meeting. And then after, what is the feeling, why they wanted to come to us, we found that, okay, yes, she or he is really wanted to come to our organization for this social work. So in that way, both actually, it's the volunteer side also, they select us.
Yeah. What does a volunteer you would choose needs to have? What are the things you're looking for?
First thing what we see, that is the motivation, that why they want to come. And the second thing is that the place of assignment where they are coming, that should be fit as their expectation. If the volunteer found, okay, yes, I wanted this, that is enough.
In the end, it's them who have to look after the volunteer. So I think it is their responsibility to do a good selection. It is our duty to respect their decision.
So in this case, I would like to say that we are very much fortunate. We have that good relation or connection.
Yeah.
We are very much satisfied with this.
Sometimes when you talk about Weltwärts, someone might say like, okay, there are young people, mostly, not all of them, but mostly, they just finished school, you know, they have not learned, studied something really where they can work with. What would you say? Does young people have an impact in Weltwärts?
I think every person can have an impact. The main thing is that this person is open-minded. Even asking questions can impact. And if somebody else who comes to our organization asks questions and wants to learn something, it in turn also prompts me to think about the questions, reflect upon what we are doing. So in this way, every person can be helpful as long as he or she is willing to be open. I want my picture of India to be printed in India with Indians, but not take a picture from Germany. Then I think every side will benefit.
Yes, of course. Sometimes we also be quiet and be patient and trying to see or looking or searching what kind of quality she or he has. Like someone is very good with the youth, then we involve the volunteer with the youth. And someone is very good for the children or education. Or sometimes someone is very good in the technical. So we always try to find the good things or what we can get from this new young volunteers. And as I understand Weltwärts volunteership program, that is not that professional exchange. That is a kind of service. So we work with the community, with the people. So that is our main perspective.
I totally agree. And I think that's so important always to say that with Weltwärts, it's not a professional thing. You don't need to have. You could have studied. I have to say that. It's possible because you can go Weltwärts until you're 28, but you don't have to have this. And this is why I asked the question, because so many young people ask themselves, like, I haven't done anything. I finished school. How can I go abroad and support a project? But actually, when we look to Germany, even here, young people are working with youth without having studied anything, right?
I mean, every person, every volunteer, be he or she young or elder, will bring her or his own perspective, his or her own family background, regional background. And this helps widening the horizon of the counterparts. They help in bringing in new ideas. Just in this way, there is a contribution which is maybe not immediately graspable for a young person.
Yeah.
And I said, don't worry. You don't have to save the world.
Actually, you can't. We have to say that one, yes.
But this is the starting point. Any little contribution you will make will be 100% more than it was before. And from there you grow. You learn more and more. And Weltwärts is still also a learning service. So use it in that.
Yeah, I just want to add something. Like when we are talking about the SDGs, we try to do think global, act local.
Yeah, and I think what is also important is like impacts can be very, very small.
When we talk about the impact, these volunteers, after their completion of this volunteership service, they back to their studies. And after that, they are going to work in the different areas. And they have that kind of impression wherever they work. So there is also this Weltwärts impact you can see in the worldwide. I think it's very important.
We're coming to advertisement. Why should young people from Germany choose DIZ to do Weltwärts? And you can advertise. Why should young people from Germany choose YMCA?
We are very delighted to have volunteers. So please do apply, do your volunteership in India. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think choosing DIZ is a good decision because we transport a very realistic picture of the places of assignment, very openly say that you will have many good and positive impressions and experiences. You will also have difficulties. You will also face challenges. So we don't paint a rosy picture of everything, but a realistic one.
The pro tip.
We're coming closely to an end. A short tip for a new volunteer.
In India, things are different. So be very open.
When you're flexible, you can, delve into the Indian fabric.
Thank you so much you joined our podcast.
Thanks
so
to you.
Ja, für noch mehr Pro-Tipps schaut gerne mal bei Instagram vorbei. Da haben wir aber außerdem auch ein paar Reels zur Konferenz gepostet, dann bekommt ihr noch einen besseren Eindruck. Und ansonsten könnt ihr uns da natürlich auch immer eure Fragen oder Anregungen schicken. Die gehen aber natürlich auch per Mail einfach an redaktion@weltwärts.de. Das war's von der heutigen Folge. Ich hoffe, ihr habt einen Eindruck davon bekommen, wie die deutschen Entsenderorganisationen und ihre Partnerorganisationen weltweit zusammenarbeiten. Ja, und auch, was ihnen bei der Auswahl und Zusammenarbeit mit den Freiwilligen wichtig ist und was sie den Freiwilligen so anbieten wollen. Ich habe auf jeden Fall viel gelernt und fand es super spannend. Wir hören uns in 2 Wochen hoffentlich einfach wieder. Bis dahin sage ich tschö.
Weltwärts. Ein Podcast von Engagement Global im Auftrag des Bundesministeriums für wirtschaftliche Zusammenarbeit und Entwicklung.